I'm going to start out tonight by telling you my story, because you're in first year. You probably, some of you don't know me at all, other than I missed the first 3 months of school. So, like, who is she to be talking healing? Well, I'm here to tell you, right here. So I was one of those people that just couldn't hang on to my healing. And so the story starts, I had scoliosis when I was a child, and by the time I was 18, there was 82 degrees of curve in my spine. I woke up in the hospital after my 18th birthday, and they had, you know, fused my spine, put a rod in there, and made me 3 inches taller. Yay for modern medicine. It was a success. I was bionic in my 20s. I worked my way through college. I had kids. I even ran a marathon, you know, so woo, yeah, good stuff. Unfortunately, I broke that rod, and when I was in my 30s, I actually herniated a disc doing aerobics. You know, they said, put your hand on the ground, and, you know, there's a blonde joke in there, I won't go there, but anyway, I did it, and I felt a pop, and that was in 1989. So at that time, because I already had this much fusion, they couldn't touch it. It was inoperable. So, you know, I tried, I made a list of all the things I tried. So the doctors told me I was going to have to live with the pain. And I'm telling you, it wasn't much fun. I tried ice, heat, gels, lotions, poultices, and patches. I tried massage, physical therapy, acupressure, and acupuncture. I tried water beds, air beds, even sleeping in traction. I tried visualization, meditation, astral projection, and I sought relief from Western medicine, Eastern medicine, and drugs. Lots of drugs. All to no avail. So after 12 years of this nightmare, in 2001, a series of supernatural events led me to Life Church in Kona, Hawaii. And I hadn't been to church in decades. And Pastor Damien Wong is still the minister there. If you ever get a chance, pop in and see him. He ministered to me, and he asked me, he said, do you believe God can heal you? Well, because of what got me there, I said, absolutely, yes. You know, I really actually went to Hawaii. I felt like I was either going to get healed or die. And frankly, I was praying for the latter. I was pretty tired of hurting, and my youngest daughter was in college, and I'm like, job done, I'm ready to go. So what happened, you know, when Damien prayed for me, he just like touched, anointed my forehead, and it was like a lightning bolt went through me, and every bit of that pain, sciatic pain, all of it left me just like that. So I went skipping down Ali'i Drive. I mean, I'm talking God high to the max. Wake up the next day, I get my Dr. Pepper, and I'm on 10 different medications, get my pills out. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't need pain pills because I don't have any back pain, woohoo. And those other things they give me, antidepressants, it's the happiest day of my life, don't need those either. Well, if any of you have ever had to stop medication, I'll tell you, that was Sunday night. So Tuesday, they had another service, and I went up. It was a different minister, and he had a little altar call, and I walked up, didn't say a word, but I tell you, I was shaking and sweating. I was like, whoa, kicking hard, you guys. And he just looks at me, and he's like, didn't you just get healed from major back pain? I said, yeah. He goes, well, what are you here for then? And then he looks at me again, he said, prescription drug addiction? Yeah. And then he just anointed my forehead and said, God can heal that too. And that was it. Yeah, Jesus. I tell you, woo! Now, I would never advise anyone to stop 10 drugs in one day. It was you know. But, you know, under the anointing, I was just like, well, don't need it, and thank God. It was so two huge miracles back in 2001. So I was so impressed that I came back, packed 5 boxes in my car, and shipped my car over to Hawaii because I want to learn to pray like that. So I spent 2 years over there getting ministered to a lot from Max and Judy Starr, who you met last week. And yeah, it was just amazing time. Here's how healed I was. Okay, in Hawaii, people have different jobs than they do on the mainland. You know, I'd been a systems analyst for the airlines. Over there, I was a carriage driver. You know what that means? you get these big, you know, you bay the horse, you get the big saddles up there, and these are big horses too, and big heavy bits. I mean, oh, it was like Wonder Woman. I dug gardens, so it was just like, I just had a blast, and God is so good. And I wish I could say that I've been totally pain-free ever since, but this would be a really short lesson if I had. I got back to the mainland, and slowly, you know, the pain started to creep back, and I started getting healing on a pretty, or healing prayer on a regular basis, and I'd be healed, and then I wasn't. You know, I'd come home from a meeting, and like, whew, that's so good, and then the next day, there it was again, or a week later, or whatever. And so, 2007, so like 6 years later, I wound up at BSSM, and I got there, and I was so sure that God was going to heal me. I mean, I'm at Bethel, right? Everybody gets healed here, except me. It just didn't happen. I would get prayer, you know, several times, Bill, everybody, and the pain would subside, and then next day I'm sitting for so many hours, I'm like, there it is again. And it was a roller coaster, you guys, and it just wasn't any fun. But the Lord started just speaking to me about the difference between a miracle and a healing. I'd had my miracle, and I was after another miracle, but the next few years really turned out that it was a healing that I got, and I'm so grateful. So during my time in Reading, I got some pretty invaluable things, including my awesome husband. Yeah. And I got this tool belt, you know, of, you know, how to walk out my healing. And so it's been a journey of how to appropriate those tools. You know, when I was in school, it was like every day, it was like a conference every day. And sometimes it's just hard to absorb all of it. So we fast forward to 2013. Keith and I are living in Corralitos on a mountain, and I herniated another disc. Now, I'd been walking around on a herniated disc since 1989, most of the time healed, and I'm going to give you the tools that I used to do that. But this time, it was even more excruciating. I couldn't stand up for even 10 minutes without just ridiculous pain. I couldn't go buy groceries. I couldn't do my Christmas shopping. I took my grandson to Disneyland for his birthday, and I went from bench to bench to bench. I just couldn't stand, do the lines or anything. It was pretty gnarly, and the Lord just started. I came down to the Selena's House of Prayer just one evening, just kind of crying out to God. There was a series of things that had happened in our lives and in our ministry. Besides the pain, there were deaths, there were things where every month something major was going on. And I went to prayer, and I was, you know, doing one of those things like, God, oh God, like what? You know, just kind of crying out. And what I heard was that, he told me that he's the God of the universe. I'm like, not really what I wanted to hear. You know, it's good enough for Abraham, but I'm still like, really, that's what you got for me, God? So then I'm standing, a few minutes later, I'm standing talking to a former student, and her little son came up, and he had this drawing, and it was markers. He used every color of marker we had, and it was these little lines and dots and swirls, and we looked at it, we're like, what is that? And he says, it's the universe. In case I didn't get it, here I have the picture of the Lord speaking to me. So of course, can I take a picture of that? You know, I kept it on my iPhone for the next year as I went through, you know, what I had to go through, because you know, he is the God of the universe, and he knows, you know, the end from the beginning. He knows. He knows what's going on. He knew what was best for me, and I had to just believe that. And so I'm still trying to avoid surgery. I got ministry from all the best healers I knew, and it still wasn't getting much better. So, and then last year, a year ago right now, I was at the prophetic conference, and Leif Hetland talked about that he had had back surgery as a last resort because he couldn't even stand up at a conference, and that God had actually spoke to him that surgery is not a second-class healing. Okay, now we don't, you know, we appreciate medicine, and you know, we'll take them, we'll pray first, but eventually, if you know, as a last resort, that's what we'll do. And so, and I know that God gave us the intelligence and the creativity. He gave man all this brilliance to create, you know, what we're doing. And I'm so thankful that I live in a time today when I can stand here. I'm not leaning on this stool tonight, you guys. I'm standing here 100% free of pain. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. But you have to know that because of who we are and what we do and what we teach, this was hard for me. My whole basis of my relationship with Jesus was based on that day, December 2nd, 2001, when he healed me and I got saved and delivered all in one time. So this really shook me to the core. It took a little while for the information about surgery is not a second-class healing, you know, to go from my head to my heart, and it was kind of a process. Last June, I had a dream that I had a speaking engagement, and hanging in the closet was a dress that was unraveling, like it was pulling apart at the seams. And so you're going to learn dream interpretation in a few weeks, but if you, someone else in the dream said that their daughter had these baby rats and they thought the rats had chewed on the dress, but when I looked at it, it was just pulled apart. You could tell, kind of coming apart at the seams. So the Lord was teaching me, showing me that my coming apart at the seams was not demonic. And some people might think that, but that it's a structural issue. He was showing me actually that this is a result of that surgery back, you know, when I was 18, because they fused my spine, then it put torque on these bottom two discs. And so this surgery was going to be necessary, you know, to heal that. And, you know, he just kept talking to me. So a month later, I had this major back surgery. I mean, you know, cages, the whole thing. It's a gnarly surgery. And as you can see, it was quite successful. Yeah, my doctor's amazed, you know, how fast I healed and my progress. And in spite of all this hardware, this is what's a truly miracle. I'm actually more flexible now than I was before. I have this amazing occupational therapist, and I'm still seeing her. I hike, I swim. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm even signing up in a dance class. Woo! And I feel better than I have in years. Okay, so you know, I didn't get that miracle that I was begging for, but I got my healing.